Well, hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is probably the last broadcast we'll do for the Stars this season. All the other broadcasts from here on out will be about the playoffs and the bracket and all the teams that are in the playoffs. So we'll still have some fun on the podcast, but it'll be more of a playoff edition podcast. It'll be about everything else that's going on. But I would love to sit here and have a talk with you about what a wonderful last game of the season we had last night. You know, to watch Jason Robertson to get that game-winning goal in overtime was phenomenal. To see Roope Hintz get a goal. To see Miro Hayes get in and get a goal. Miro hasn't probably not had one of the greatest seasons that he's had. But he also didn't have an 82-game campaign to show, you know, how good he was. But once again, we'll be going back to the old ways. We'll be going back to the 82-game season that we know and love, where there will be time for the body to rest and for the body to come back in games. We'll be back to the Central Division that we know, with the teams that we know. We won't be playing Tampa Bay 8 games. We won't be playing Carolina. We'll probably play them about 2 or 3 times a year, back to the way it used to be. Everything will be back to normal. This has been a trying year on all of us as fans, and I'm sure, honestly, the players are probably relieved to be going home for that, to rest their bones. But I know they're not relieved that they didn't make the playoffs. I guarantee you that. And I just have a feeling that there's going to be a hunger next year to not only make the playoffs, but to dominate the playoffs. This talented team is amazing, what we have. And for the players that got to play this year that would have never had a chance to, they had a considerable impact. Jason Robertson will not be going back to the AHL next year. He will be on this team. He will be on this roster forever. Ottinger has made a considerable impact as a goaltender and the future of this team. So there's a lot of incredible things going on right now for us as Dallas Stars fans, as the players to come back next year. Remember, October's around the corner. They literally get 3 months off and then they're back at it. So anyway, everyone have a good day. Go Stars.